Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil and I am joined in studio by Terry Gentry. She is a volunteer and docent with the Black American West Museum and Heritage Center. Now, there is a vote that is going on to secure $150,000 to restore the Dr. Justina Ford House. And we need your vote, basically. The voting ends on October 29th, and Terry is here to talk about the vote, about Dr. Ford. She delivered generations of Denver babies. I think it was it over more than 7,000 during her 50-year career? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So now, though, there needs to be some repairs and restorations done to the house, and there is a vote. And I think this is the only location in Denver that is actually participating in this. So that's why, Colorado, we need your vote. We need your help. But could you let us know a little bit more about how this voting process is happening and what's going on with it?
Yes. So the Black American West Museum is one of 20 sites around the United States that has an opportunity to earn money through a competition. And in our particular case, we're looking at $150,000 to help us with restoration and repair work on the windows and some of the brick around the house. It's the largest artifact that the museum has. We are in the former home of Dr. Justina Ford, and she practiced medicine from 1902 to 1952 and used the home for her office. So in the dining room, she saw her patients, and the living room was the waiting room. And then she went out into the community and delivered more than 7,000 babies during her 50-year career. So as the largest artifact of the museum, we want to do everything we can to have the home restored and to be with us and a part of our history for, you know, maybe 100,000 more years. I don't know, four to 500 years.
Now, this is an interesting story because she was a doctor, but at the same time, too, because of her race and because of her gender, she was not allowed to practice in hospitals. But around the same time, too, though, her clients, her patients were facing the same thing, you know, due to gender, economic class, different things like that. So she would make house calls. But it seems like she had a great heart as well, because if she went to a house and it was lacking in food, she would make sure that, you know, the families were taken care of, different things like that. That's correct? Or
yes, indeed. She was denied membership to the Colorado Medical Society. She was granted her license in 1902, but the Colorado Medical Society denied her membership. As a consequence, so did American Medical Association. You had to have the membership for Colorado Medical Society to have the membership with American Medical Association, and was not allowed to practice in the hospitals as a result of that. So she set up practice in her home, and she did visit quite a few of her patients, and her patients came to her home to visit. In addition to taking care of delivering more than 7,000 babies, she was also a pediatrician, so she took care of a lot of the babies that were born and took care of their families and their parents, and visited home of people that were ill and a lot of other circumstances. And if somebody was in a difficult situation, she made sure they had food, and she made sure that her patients were taken care of well beyond just their health, but making sure everybody could eat and that they had a good way to take care of their family. And then families came in to her, and a lot of times they couldn't pay their medical bills. So someone might be on a monthly payment plan. Somebody else might have a wonderful garden, and they gather vegetables and things and pay her that way. Someone might be handy and be able to come into her home and take care of something for her, to a repair or something in her home, or barter and trade services and things like that. So she also relied on the local cab company to get her around to her patients' homes, because she stopped driving after her sister was injured in a car accident and later died as a result of the injuries. So she utilized the services of the neighbors, and one of our Ford babies came in. Mr. Martinez said that his dad was a chauffeur, and he drove her to appointments, sometimes came and picked her up from her home and brought her to his home when his wife was having a baby or when she was ill. So we have a lot of different stories that we get a chance to find out about, and a lot of lives, thousands and thousands of lives of people around Colorado that were impacted by Dr. Ford and the services she provided.
There's nothing medical being done in the house now, but now it is serving. It's basically the museum preserves the history of African-American cowboys, such as Bill Pickett, Buffalo Soldiers, and, you know, just basically in the historic Five Points neighborhood overall. When did that switch happen from it being her house and her home where medical practices, you know, medical services were offered to, you know, being part of the American West Museum?
So Paul Stewart started the Black American West Museum in 1971 at Clayton College over on 32nd and Colorado Boulevard. Then he collected incredible number of artifacts and memorabilia from families. He started in his barber shop over on 34th and Elizabeth, and then those artifacts moved to the museum. He started the museum in 1971 and then moved to the basement of KDKO, our Black radio station, for a number of years. And then in the meantime, there was a plan to tear down Dr. Ford's home. A gentleman owned the home for about 28 or so years after Dr. Ford passed away, and a developer came in the neighborhood to build a commercial structure and purchase the home from the previous owner. And the neighbors found out the plan and contacted Hiawatha Davis, our city council member, and contacted Paul Stewart. So they filed an injunction to stop them from tearing down the house. They were able to get help from Historic Denver and other resources to move the house from 2335 Arapaho Street to its present site in 1984. The house underwent restoration for 4 years, and Mr. Stewart moved the museum there in 1988. So the museum's been in that site since 1988.
And so for people who have never visited the museum, what's it? I know we just talked about, you know, Bill Pickett, Buffalo Soldiers, but okay, I've never been, and I go through, what am I looking at, you know, when I visit the Black America West Museum?
So on our second floor in the house, we have exhibits of ranchers, farmers, cowhands and ranch hands, the Buffalo Soldiers, Tuskegee Airmen, and also a rodeo from this century up on the second floor back there. The main floor has an exhibit of the Five Points neighborhood and jazz in Five Points and some of the other folks that contributed to the history in that neighborhood. And then we have an office set up to recreate Dr. Ford's office the way it was designed. We have it on one side of the building when actually she used the dining room as her examining room, but we set it up on the in a smaller room just to give a sense of what that was like. And then we have a gift shop, and we have several volunteers that are happy to talk about the history in the museum and the stories of the West and stories of the Five Points neighborhood and the important contributions of African Americans.
So the $150,000, it's just one gift, and about 20 or over 20 different institutions are kind of battling it out for the votes to get. So what is it? Is it just a vote saying, okay, my institution here in Denver or mine, wherever the other ones are, is worthy of this money? Or do we have to, is it just you click and vote, or is it you got to give an explanation as to why you feel like this establishment is?
Just click and vote. So you get on voteyourmainstreet.org and click and vote, and it gives you five chances to vote at that moment. So you vote, we're asking you to vote five times for the Black American West Museum. And if we stay in the top 10, we have a better chance of gaining some of the money for our restoration project. If we drop below 10, I don't know if we get anything at all. So
Okay. We're
really, really hoping for people to help us. And the last time we checked, we were at number 11. So we need to get folks to vote and vote and vote every single day. We understand there were some glitches with the voting, and they've gone in and made some corrections, so there shouldn't be any problems with the voting now. And so please, please, oh please, everyone, get on every single day through October 29th and vote five times for the Black American West Museum.
Okay, great. Now, if you are interested and you want to help out to get, I say rock the vote if you want to do it, the website address once again, and we'll have a link to this, it's voteyourmainstreet.org/Denver.
Yes.
And if you want to know more about the Black America West Museum and Heritage Center, you can visit bawmhc.org. But once again, we do need your vote, so please go to voteyourmainstreet.org/Denver, please, and help out. Harry, if people want to stop by and they want to visit the Museum and Heritage Center.
If folks are interested in visiting the museum, we're located at 3091 California Street, okay, Denver, in the Five Points neighborhood. Currently, we're open Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're run by volunteers, so we're just open those 2 days a week until further notice.
Terry, thank you so much for stopping by, and best of luck.
We really appreciate your support with this effort. Thank you. Mm-hmm.